Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. Many of you know that if you live in Columbus, you can come to a dinner once a month at the Wellness Forum and hear me speak. And so we recorded one of my dinner presentations, and we posted it on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. So you can go to wellnessforum.com, and up in the right-hand corner, you'll see the YouTube channel. You just click on that, and it's the very first thing since we posted it recently. And you can watch the presentation that I give to members and their guests once a month at our dinner. So if you are in Columbus and you just can't get to the center, it's a way to watch the presentation. And if you're not in Columbus and you don't have an opportunity to do this on a regular basis like our local members do, you can also watch the presentation there. So moving on to the continuation of this series of messages on Peter Gottschalk's book on mammography. It gets more disturbing as we go on here. Gottschalk provides some historical perspective as to how mass screening became a standard protocol in many countries. We'll be looking at the science, and it just doesn't justify the use of mammography. It's basically been political. But there have been 9 mammography screening trials. 4 of them were conducted in Sweden, and the most important one was called the 2-county trial, which showed a 31% reduction in breast cancer mortality. It was the basis for establishing a national screening program in Sweden and eventually in other countries. The problem was that the study was flawed, and in 1999, 2 researchers analyzed the study and reported that screening was actually ineffective. The data showed that breast cancer mortality had only been reduced by 1%, not 31%, as reported. Now, of course, the researchers who did the analysis were attacked. From the beginning, the debate was never about whether screening was effective, but rather about protecting the program. Gottschalk reports that critics who had no evidence to refute the findings finally played the "you're killing my patients" card, since women were canceling their screening appointments in response to this new information. The inference throughout this story is that it's inappropriate to question medical research or to engage in debate about it. This is ludicrous. If we hadn't questioned many practices over the years, we'd still be offering bloodletting as a cure. So the anger that seems to meet disagreement is really irrational. And I guess it tells you what poor scientists many people are, that they think that this is a reason to get emotional, hysterical, and attack people rather than to simply respond with scientific findings of their own that document their stance. Gottschalk got drawn into the mammography debate when the health authorities in Denmark were considering instituting widespread screening for women. In 1999, only 2 areas in Denmark were screened, representing only about 20% of the population. The Health Technology Assessment Agency asked Cochrane to assess the data and look at breast cancer and total mortality. The group discovered serious methodological errors in the studies, which are too detailed to cover here, but included comparing mortality in 2 randomized groups with an expected number in the population when the comparison should have been made between the 2 groups in the trial. And if you read the book, and I mentioned earlier, it's kind of a tough book to read because of the amount of research and data, but it becomes very clear even to a layperson that reads this book that the errors were glaring in these studies. After analysis, Cochrane reported that screening led to an increase in radical treatments due to overdiagnosis diagnosis of 25 to 35%, that 49% of screened women would experience at least 1 false positive, and that the absolute reduction in risk of death was only 1%, confirming what the 2 researchers in the other study had found. The Health Technology Assessment Group ordered Cochrane to change their report, and later the researchers were told that their report was classified as a non-paper. This resulted in it not being accessible to anyone, even through the Freedom of Information Act. The mitigating circumstance that kept this from happening was that the report was delivered by messenger service, and there was a public record that it did exist. But mammography advocates mobilized to try to prevent the dissemination of the report. Journalists who covered the story were threatened by members of an advisory group established to examine the issue. This board had good reason to be worried. 5 out of 6 experts on the board were members of the Danish breast cancer group, which received a financial reward for every new breast cancer diagnosis. They stood to lose if mammography was discredited. So I'll stop there. We'll pick it up on Monday. Have a great weekend and a great day.